I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News. Billboards telling stories of recovery from addiction are going up around Georgia. Neil Campbell is the executive director of the Georgia Council on Substance Abuse. She says billboards feature people who live in the communities where they're being displayed.
Yeah, this is a statewide anti-stigma campaign. So the mission is to lift up the voices of recovery so that we can show that people do get better.
Campbell says the marketing campaign is federally funded. In Middle Georgia, a former Fort Valley State University employee has pleaded guilty to prostitution charges. 49-year-old Alicia Johnson made the plea Monday as part of an agreement to testify against six men charged in the case. Those defendants include several elected officials and a former assistant school principal. Faith leaders and activists from around the nation are in Atlanta this week to explore ways to end mass incarceration. As GPB's Taylor Gant reports, the conference began last night at Ebenezer Baptist Church.
Look around. This is what the world looks like, and this is what the movement ought to look like.
Reverend Raphael Warnock greeted advocates and members of the interfaith community to begin the event, which will focus on the severity of mass imprisonment in America, especially for minorities. Michelle Alexander, author of The New Jim Crow, gave the opening address.
It's never been true that slavery has been abolished. If you've been convicted of a crime, the U.S. Constitution still says today slavery is just fine.
Warnock says Georgia is still ground zero for the sheer number of people under correctional control, which the conference will address through Wednesday. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.